from Lo Sof Davar Goder, which is, oh no, before that, sorry. Kahan Omar, which is Yotes Ralph. You have Kahan Omar? You have Kahan Omar?
Seven lines
on top? Have it?
By the time you start.
Yeah. Matos. We were talking about in the Mishnah about Karachas Hakam, the bald spot in the middle of the vineyard. And Kahano says that this is the, it makes a difference whether you're planting it afresh or whether, in other words, you're creating the bald spot at the time that you're planting the vineyard, or whether the bald spot developed later on. It always is 24 amos according to Beis Shammai and 16 amos according to Beis Hillel. If you originally intended there to be a bald spot in the middle, straight for the chubona, became better as a result of some grapevines, you know, dying off or being destroyed. So it's also 24. Rabbi Yochanan said it's not true. If you planted to begin with, even Beshame agrees that 16 amos is good enough. You only have to have leeway of 16 amos in the middle. It's talking about here in our mission where it said they require 24 amos by 24 amos of the bald spot. That's when it started out being completely filled with grapevines, and then the middle got destroyed. The more machmir when it's destroyed than when it began that way. The beginning when it's planted at 16. The churbanos in Varba, only when there was grapevines there and they were later destroyed, then it's 24. The chadvarim asked more, is that true? If that's the case, do we say all the time Beshar Mosifim Shlish that the ratio between Beshar and Beisila is a third, a third more? In other words, 16 is if you add on a third to 16, not a third of 16, but a third milabar, which is 8, right? So you get 24, right? 8 is a third of 16 milabar, not milagav. A third of 16 milagav is 5 and a third, right? A third of 16 milabar is 8. So if you add on 8 to 16, you get 24. So that should mean that the ratio of Beisham is always one third greater than Beis Hillel. Well, we see that that's not true later in our mission. We talk about Mochla Kerem. We talk about a vineyard which is planted next to a fence. So we said, "Al daiti de Beishamay Shmunasrei." According to Beishamay, if that was true, Beishamay should say there that you need to have 18 amos distance between the last grapevine and the fence in order to plant in the middle. And al daiti de Beisil Shteimisrei, according to Beisil, should be 12. Whereas that's not what the Mishnah says. But it's in the wheel in the Mishnah, Mochel Akerem, when you have a vineyard planted next to a fence. So Beshamim, you need a minimum of 16 amos, only 16 amos. Beisil, the one, so we'll say 12 amos, which is consistent. Because Beisil said before 16, now they go down a quarter and say 12. But Beshamai, to go down a quarter from 24, should go down not to 16, but rather to 18, right? To be proportionate.
This logic is so fascinating. Is that, this, actually, this is several times.
Yeah.
The two people have machlokas have to be moving lockstep with each other.
Yeah.
In terms of the logic, in terms of the.
That be consistent, that's right. Is that so terrible?
It's weird.
Why?
One person's logic and reasoning has nothing to do with the next person. The assumption is just because you have a proportion.
No, but here Beishamish also. No, I don't think. I think the question here is better than that. Because here Beishamish be moving down in proportion to their own opinion. In other words, Beishamish should be to himself as Beis Hillel is to himself. That makes sense. Why?
Because whatever happens.
Botanically, it should be the same reality.
However they move.
They have nothing to do with each other.
There's no
imperative to say the word.
There's no basis.
Okay, I hear you saying. The Gemara, does seem to be with this imperative.
And this is not the only time.
Well, yeah, okay. Is the boy Meymar, Some people therefore want to resolve the issue. In other words, explain how Bishama is proportionate by saying, Tzeman Arba Amos La'avoida. The tread that take away from the 16 amos mentioned by Bishama and the 12 amos mentioned by Bitzil, 4 amos next to the fence, which people don't plant. Why don't they plant next to the fence? It's bad to plant within the first 4 amos next to a fence. So therefore, it's not inherently forbidden, it's just bad. So therefore, Bishama really comes down from 16 to 12, and Bitzil comes down from 12 to 8. That's already proportionate. Because 8 to 12 is a proportion of a third more, right? Beishamai's 12 is a third more than Beisil's 8, which is the same proportion we had when they were talking about 16 and 24. Some people want to answer like that. Nimtu again, Nimtu Lushtemisre Aldaite Beishamai, because of the 12 according to Beishamai, Ushmon out the Beisil, 8 according to Beisil. Wait a minute, though, says the Gemara. We should have to say that according to Beishamai, Avodas HaGefen, when you have a single grapevine, we said the amount of distance you have to keep between it and any other plant is 4 amos. But the, according to Beishamai, logic dictates, again, not your logic, but the Gemara's logic is that it should therefore be not 4, but according to Beishamai, how much? A third more. Third milabar, not milagav. What's the third of 4 in Gemara talk? Two is the third milabar of 4. Because a 2 is a third of 6, which is the total of what you get when you add 4 and 2.
But you should not go ahead and walk.
No. We have this all over Josh. The difference between a shlish milabar and a shlish milagav. This is a shlish milabar. It's a third of the new total, not a third of the old sum. Okay? So according to Beis Shammai, if their Beis Shammai always holds proportions are a third greater than Beis Hillel and Kilayim, so then Beis Shammai should say that Avodas HaKerem Yechidi, the amount of distance you have to distance from a single grapevine, it's how much? Not 4 amos, but a third milabar, more than 4, meaning 6. Okay, that's where it's kasha. So says the Gemara. And if we say this, then we learn, if you plant within 4 amos of a vineyard, Beishamai says, one row of grain becomes forbidden. And Beisil says that it's two rows. Now, whatever that goes, that's not germane, whether it's one row or two rows. What is germane is that this mission is saying 4 amos. And Beishamai then say, guys could say, whoa, the shear is not 4, the shear is 6. Beishamai just takes that as a given, as an axiom. How could that be? Neymar begin Beisil Tanisa. Maybe we can say there that it's mentions 4, not because Beishamai holds 4, but rather because that's what he holds. Didn't we learn Ezu Oris? What's an Oris? Hanoteya Shurusha Chamesh Kifonim. Now, the Gemara's question is not intelligible on its own, but Mefarshim explained here that an Oris is normally, in order to make a vineyard, we mentioned yesterday you need 2, 2, and 1. Okay? An Oris is where you have 5 vines in a row next to a fence. They also constitute the vineyard. And there the Gemara says that you must distance the plants from the vineyard a distance of 4 amos. Beishamai doesn't argue. Why does Beishamai say something there about really this is being 6 amos? So the Gemara gives a very cool answer. Shani, the Oris is different. Domrai Bishim ben Lakish. Bishim ben Lakish said, Ba'oris hamu ukam shanu. We're talking about a twisted Oris. Now, twisted doesn't mean twisted, but you'll see in a minute. Idea kima tartayim is balam by the twisting to get swallowed up. Now take a look at the picture page. The picture page on page test.
if it is by a, is a kise,
see in picture pay. You see that the aris is not a straight line of five trees. One is in, one is out. So Beishamai says it's taka six amos from the inner tree. See that? From the tree closest to the fence, it's six amos that you have to distance yourself. Beishamai is lenient that the idea that it only has to be four amos from the fence of the tree, which is further removed from the fence. But it's six amos from the tree, which is right near the fence. Okay? So you see that? So in Echanami, that Mishnah could be going like Beishamai, even according to our hypothesis that he keeps six amos. Why? Because the six amos are from the inner trees, not from the outer trees. Okay? Very simple. That's a twist. Or that's called an Ori Samu'ukam, where it grows in a zigzag as opposed to a straight line. Okay, let's go further. Losof Davar Gadir. When we're talking about a fence in our mission, we're talking about making a mochel akera, meaning you have a vineyard on one side and a fence on the other side, and you need a distance of either 16 or 12 amos, whether it's Beishamai Basil, between the fence and the vineyard. When it's not just talking about between a vineyard and a fence, El Afilo Osim Also Pasin, even if you made boards, not a true fence, but rather boards next to each other, one next to each other, if there's less than lavud between each board, which means less than three tvachim, then you don't need to go there. Then that is all considered to be a fence, and therefore you have to have the proper harchoka, the proper distance between the fence and the vineyard, even though it's not a real fence, even though it's a series of boards, which is 16 amos going to Beis Shammai and 12 amos going to Beis Hillel. Afilu koma v'afilu kashin. Now, this is an interesting thing. What happens if you don't have a fence there, but you have a row of grain or straw, which is standing there, which looks just like a fence? Now, happens to be, if this is a row of grain, what's the status of this grain? Came also because it grew in too close proximity to the carom. That's what I'm talking about. Not necessarily this carom, because this carom is distant. But let's say, for argument's sake, there was a carom on the other side of the wall, on the other side of this grain, and it also this grain. This grain is now standing there. It's forbidden grain. It's even also about no. Now you want to plant between this grain, which is standing there, which is forbidden by no, and a carom, which is adjacent there too. So this grain now constitutes a fence. Since it constitutes a fence, what? What hana?
He's using it as a fence.
No, you're not using it as a fence. But in Lomdus it's a fence. It ain't going to stop no robbers or animals to walk right through the grain. But that makes it, gives you a chumrah. Because if you didn't have a fence there, you have to distance yourself from a vineyard in open field is four amos away. But here, since you have a confined area between a vineyard and a fence, that's why you need between the vineyard and the fence a total of 16 amos to the coin of Beis Shammai, or 12 amos according to Beis Hillel. Four amos is not sufficient. This chumrah is triggered not just by the presence of an actual physical fence, but even, as we said, by boards spaced 3 tefachim apart. And now we're saying it's even triggered by a standing line of grain, which is also by not. It too triggers the necessity to have a distancing of 12 or 16 amos between the vineyard next to it and this grain in order to plant in that vacated space. Okay? So, says Amar Afilu Koma Afilu Kashin Vasya Ki Kaito Amar Rabbi Chanina. This is going like Rabbi Chanina said, Eina Iser Nasa Mechitza La'atil. Although it's true that an Iser, in other words, Kili Akerim, cannot become a wall in order to save grain from becoming Kilaim, Savri Meimar, however, here we see that we have the thought to say, Ha Iser Nasa Mechitza Li'oser, that this wall here generates a chumrah. So a kula can generate. That's what you asked me. It can't generate a kula. It can't serve as a wall between two different types of grain. But it can generate a chumrah. that if it's standing there, you need to have a broader distance between the vineyard and the wall in order to plant in the space in between. Okay, says Gemara, Daitit Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, now Rabbi Yehuda was in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's a standing row of grain which you're not going to harvest. Because also by no. So it does become a fence, halachically. The chumra, not the kula, but it does become a fence. Okay, it's not edible. It's losser. Okay? So, al-daiti Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah that mochla kerem is between two vineyards, not between a vineyard and a wall. So ask him al-daiti Rabbi Yehuda, and that was the typo here. It should be yasek betocha kerem. You know, that's fine and dandy. So, if that's the case, it's about between two vineyards. So why? What's in between a mochla kerem and a karachas kerem? They both should require 16 amos, according to Beis Hillel. What's the kula Beis Hillel has by mochla kerem? The oil requires is 12 amos. If it's between two vineyards or surrounded by a vineyard, what's the difference between the cases? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a case where the rows are not parallel to each other. But if the rows are parallel to each other, you're talking right. You need to have this is 16 amos, or that the mochla kerem should be surrounded by a wall on all four sides. It's a little bit tricky what he means by that. Let's look at the pictures again. By the way, you guys hot or cold? Yes. Yeah, because I'm. Should I have to turn on the fan, or it would be too cold? Well, what do you mean? You take a look at the pictures on picture number pay base. You see, that's what we're talking about here, where the. Talk about here where the rows are growing one's growing one way and the other's growing the other way, right? So in order to be a karachas, you would have to have actually all the rows growing in the same direction, and then in the middle you require 24 amos according to Beis Shammai and 16 amos according to Beis Hillel. Here where the rows are growing in different directions, so it doesn't make a perfect karachas. And therefore, you don't have to have more than 16 amos. That's a kula of machol. So the thing is like this. I'm still not sure if this in this picture. It's not a good picture. Obviously, all these hand drawn pictures are rather crude. But I think here that it's not. If I understand correctly. It's not that all twelve of these things are vines, are grapevines, but rather that six of them are grapevines and the rest of them are other kinds of growth, such as wheat or trees. In other words, I don't know if what I'm saying now is right. Let me just take a look here again before I'm. What? Because that's what I seem to remember from his parish on the bottom. But I might be wrong about that. No, I was correct the first time. Okay, just ignore what I just said. Just say about both of these are vineyards, and a true karachas is only when they're both growing in the same direction. Now where they're growing, crossing each other's T. In that case, we have a kula that all you need is in between, not 16 amos, but 12 amos. Okay? The true karachas is really a case, the absolute classic karachas is the case we had back in picture I and A, right? Where you take out the middle nine. And it's surrounded on all sides, right? Because that's called chavush. But in this case, the minimum of karachas, I guess, Kon Rabbi Yehuda, is where at least you have two vineyards growing in parallel to each other, now when it's going perpendicular to each other, that generates certain coolness. Okay? Says more further, for that which it says in Rabbi Yehuda, that that you're between two vineyards. Hadam rafil miruach achas. From this we learn that going rabbanon amochel akerem is talking about when there's only one vineyard and the other side there is a fence, right? The question about this fence is ad shemukav gadol kolosa ruach, to require that that fence should go down the entire side. Now, in other words, if I have, let's say, this is the case, I have five vines in a row, and they're part of a large vineyard. There's a large vineyard over there. But there are five vines in a row near the fence. The fence only extends opposite three of those vines. What do I say? Do I say the Mokhla Kerem is only if I have a fence extending down the entire line of five, or even if it extends only opposite three, that already is considered to be a Mokhla Kerem, generating the Chumrah of requiring where there is a fence, not the regular 4 amma distancing, but rather a minimum distance of 12 according to Beis Hillel and 16 according to Beis Shammai, a minimum distance between the vineyard and the fence of that size. So it says, Nishmina minado. Let's start from the following case. Dom Rabbi Zira said, and Rabbi Yasa both said, B'shem Rabbi Masta, Ein zon of l'kerem godo v'lo mochel l'kerem cotton. This is a very interesting halacha. You have a concept like this. Normally there's a status, normally there's a law you require. Well, let's start it like this. In order to make a classic vineyard, you need to have six grapevines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Came a law Moshe Mishin and said, you know, if you have five, it's as if you have the sixth one there. If you have five, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Even though there is no sixth one there, we look at it as if it's there. And that generates certain chumras. Because normally you only have to distance yourself 4 amos from a bona fide grapevine. But here you have to distance yourself 4 amos from the imaginary grapevine. And so on and so forth. So that's called a zonov. The tail, when you have 2, 2, and 1, the tail generates an imaginary grapevine in tandem with itself.
I think we had the imaginary Rosh Tor.
The thing is like this. But this is only if you have the minimum of 5. What if you have a larger vineyard of 10, of 11? 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 1. There, it doesn't generate an imaginary vine. Why? Because you don't need it. Where does it generate an imaginary vine? Only where you need to make it up a long distance to 6. But it's not necessary, it doesn't generate one. Is that clear?
It means you can get closer.
Means you can get closer, right. So that's the first halach here. Ein zon of l'keren gado. There's no tail. There's no halach of a tail which generates an imaginary grapevine for a large vineyard. It's stuck with one side. No, it's not in the one side. In order to create an imaginary 2 rows of 3. That's being one side. Ain't zone of the karam gala shayna tazaku clo. Oh, I skipped. Just a minute. Ain't zone of karam gala vlo mochel karam cotton. Now, mochel karam cotton means when you have the concept of mochel, then the mochel means you have to have at least 9 vines in order to create a mochel. 9 vines, 1 in a square. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And then if there's a fence over here, then you create a mochel in that direction. There's probably a picture of that. Which picture is that? No, Peidal is the imaginary one. You see that? Peidal is where he's drawing an imaginary grapevine. pay on one side, right? On the other, and then he's showing a large one which has 10, which has he's showing that the imaginary one and the one which has 5, and they don't make an imaginary one and one that has 10. That's his showing over there. He's not really showing that a mochel karam requires at least 9 grapevines. He's not showing that here. Doesn't have a picture of that. Pehe is already the next gemara. But name it. So says gemara further. Ein zon of the karam gadol shiyat tozogul. You don't have to make an imaginary grapevine. 10 is enough. You don't have to make an 11th one. The lo mochel karam katan. And there's no mochel for a small vineyard. What does that mean? Lo sarchutzalo yoser mitocho. It means that you don't answer outside it more than within it. Tocho shmona, within it you need a distance of 8 from any grapevine. Chutzalo shtemesrei. You go outside, you're going to make 12. I think that's a question. That's a rhetorical question. Let me check. No, not quite right about that. Well, let me just read the beginning of the line again. Lomochel kerem kotan lusa chutulo yosem itocho to asr outside it more than inside it. Tocho shmona, not 8 altogether, but tocho shmona means within the grave, if you have a karachas, need 8 and 8. What's 8 and 8? 16. That's Beitzel Shita. 8 from one side, 8 from the other side. So just the karachas requires 8 and 8. The mochel requires, has to require less. What's the less which the mochel requires? Only 12. I'm still not happy with what I'm saying. Okay. Just a second.
Then I, but this case seems to be the same thing, but I have a good point, right? It seems to be that there.
No, I was right. It is a question. It is a question. The Gemara is saying, "V'lo mochel kerem katan lusar chutzal yosem itocho." There's no mochel kerem for a small kerem, because then you would make outside of it more often than inside it. Meaning, a small kerem, the minimum size kerem is 5, right? If the plants inside the kerem are more than 8 amos apart. So there's no kerem. It disrupts the whole concept of the vineyard. The vineyard has to be where the vines are within 4 to 8 amos of each other. No less than 4, no more than 8. So the only time the exception rules, of course, the karachas are kerem. We have a bald spot in the middle of a larger vineyard. So the Gemara is saying if a small vineyard can't have the din of machol just because of logic. Because if you have a minimum vineyard and it has 8 amos of distance between its trees, it's already its vineyard. So you're gonna, and within it, the shear of distance is 8 amos. Outside of it, between it and the fence, you're gonna give it a more severe shear. That as long as there are less than 12 amos between it and the fence, it still has a loch of a vineyard to asr the machol. That doesn't make sense. It's irrational. If anything, I should say that which is between the vines requires more distance than that which is outside of the vines. If I see the opposite is true, that you want to say that outside the vines, between the vines and the fence, is going to require more. Now within the vines, that must be incorrect. So Gemara is saying, by definition, therefore, there must be no concept of mochel akarim for a vineyard which has the minimum shear of grapevines, which is 5, or anything larger than that, up till 9. Once you have 9 array, then it starts having a mochel akarim. Why? Because even if I distance between one row, I have 3, 3, and 3. So even if I distance between one row and the other row, 8, of who have a vineyard, because there are six together. So therefore, in such a vineyard, eight does not eradicate the vineyard as an entity. So therefore, since eight does not eradicate the vineyard as an entity, I can say that in order to produce, to disrupt the machol, it can ask me something more than eight, because eight doesn't disrupt vineyards, and I can come up with a concept of 12. But if it's a minimum share of vineyard, where any eight amah distance will automatically disrupt the vineyard altogether, it'll blow it sky high, so there I say that there can't be a requirement for the machol hakerem, that the machol hakerem should actually require 12 amahs of space. It's irrational to require more distance for that which is beyond the vineyard for them, that which is within the vineyard itself. So says the Gemara, Vezu Karen Katan, what's a Karen Katan, what's a small Karen? Sholosh Keneged Sholosh. 3 by 3. However, it's Sholosh Keneged Sholosh, and here the Gemara throws in Keneged Sholosh, if it's 3 by 3 by 3, in other words, 9, Yesh Lo Mocho, then it has a Mocho. Rabbi Zira said, this teaches us, if three vines in a vineyard of 3 by 3 are enough to make a machol, so it tells us that if you have a very long strip of vines, but opposite any three of them, there's a fence, so that already creates a situation of machol akir. Rabbi Yudan asked the following question. Actually, this might be a statement. Yeah, it's a statement. Yidden boy, also Godel Lifnimi Godel. Now that's picture Pei Hei. You have a fence, a double fence. See that in picture Pei Hei? You have a double fence. Here's a typo again. Nomar, do we say, Nomar, it was said. There are three tvachim between the two fences. Mutalavi zeralishon. Then you can plant something there because they're considered ready to be separate from the vineyard. However, vimlav, if there are less than three tvachim there, that it's not a separate area from the vineyard. Oslavi zeralishon, you can't plant any seeds there. It sounds like it's a maritime dekalocha. In other words, it looks to, if the field, the fences, leaves too narrow a gap between the two components thereof, so it looks like he's lying to plant anything else in such close proximity behind a fence which doesn't look like it's really separating nearby to a place where you have grapevines. So, again, if between the fences, there's three tvachim, mutalavis erasham, you can plant seeds there. Milav, and if not, also lavis erasham, you can't plant any seeds there. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Raidi, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel, B'shem and Lucky says, Ayesha Mokum Shtemis Rayamo, if you have 12 ounces between the vineyard and the wall, Mita Amocho, then you're allowed to plant between the vineyard and the wall, as long as you distance yourself 4 amos from the grapevines. That's what we've been saying all along. Now come an argument in the divergent opinions. Has to be 12 by 12. Meaning it's not just enough to have one place where it's 12 amas between the vineyard and the wall. Rather, you have to have a 12 by 12 area. Okay? 12 width between the vineyards and the wall by 12 length down the row in order to make him butter. That's his opinion. Rabbi Munna argues, says, not true. Afilu mates of Oilach. As long as it's one point that's 12 amos away, even if later on they come closer together, the vineyard looks like a Rosh Torsmar. Like the vineyard and the fence, it's still considered to be permissible. I believe there's a picture of this in picture Pei Vav. That's a case where it gets mates of Oilach, it gets closer as you go away from the area where it's 12 amos. Okay? Oh, the next part is the fun part. Next part is very easy. We're going to do till the next Mishnah tonight. Till next Mishnah. It's all Erevin. Yeah. Okay. Mechitza Zakanim. You have a fence of reeds between two between the vineyard and the vineyard and the wheat field next door. Between each reed, there's less, or each rod, I should say, there's less than three tefachim. So it's not wide enough that a small goat can get in. I raise them kumachitza because of halak principle of lovu. And you can plant one thing on one side right of the fence and another thing on the other side right of the fence. Together shenifrats ad esramos areika pesach. If you have a wall which got an opening up to 10 amos, it's still considered to be an opening and not a breach, and therefore you can plant. Here's the opening, right? Here's the wall. Here's the opening. This is 10 amos. You can plant grapevines right here and wheat right here, and that's okay. Because it's a wall with a door. The door is not a problem. The doorway is not a problem. Okay? Then we're going to see even bigger condition than a few minutes.
Because you have a...
No. You don't need a Tzuris HaPesach. We'll speak about Tzuris HaPesach. It's either or. Either this is a Tzuris HaPesach. You don't need both. Okay? Yoytze Mikan, if it's wider than 10 amos, the gap, then Kinegra Pirtu also over here, it's forbidden. Nivrito Pirtu Sarbe, if there are many gaps in the wall, Imoi Mimbrula parts, if there's more standing wall than there is open space, Mutter, then you're allowed to plant one thing on one side and another thing on the other side right up to. You have parts Mubaloimid, if however there's more open space than there is standing structure, Kinegra Pirtu also, then opposite the open space, you're forbidden to plant two different minimum on either side. Yeah, there's very similar to Erevin, sure. All these halachas are halachas in Erevin as well. Asa pasik neged habinyan, habinai. If you made a, now there's a lot of typos here. This is like a picture, pay zayin. You made your strips of wall opposite the area between the grapevines. You see that? So also pasuk inegra b'nayim, v'yesh b'omer arba'in. Each strip is 4 tefachim wide, which is minimum shear for a wall. And here the grow changes the gears dramatically. Haparetz murbal oimid. You have more free, more open space, however, between the walls and the ridge walls themselves. So in that case, kineged oimid mutter. Opposite, you're allowed to plant other stuff opposite the walls. Kineged arpirtz, so you now have to plant the stuff opposite the breaches, which happen to be opposite the grapevines. Okay? Also, paskineged vine, what about the other scenario? The opposite. You made, that's the next picture. Picture, what's the... Peches. Also, paskineged agfani. You made the strips opposite the grapevines. And here, it should be v'yesh, and there is. Ba'omed arba in those strips 4 tefachim wide. Ba'parats rabaloimid, and there's more in this area. There's still also more open space than there is standing structure. Pshito kinegaroimid mutter. It's clear to us that that which is opposite the standing structure, meaning opposite the grapevines, is okay, because there's a bona fide fence. However, in this case, the chiddush is kinegaroimid is also, it should be mutter. It is mutter. No, the Gemara doesn't say mutter. The Gemara says also, but the Gemara changes the gears.
Because there's no grapevines opposite.
Right. Even though the wall itself is not a bona fide halachic wall, because there's more open space than there is standing wall. But nonetheless, here, obviously, since there are barriers in front of the grapevine, so it's okay. Good. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Lokesh B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanina says, not arba kukanim. If you stick 4 poles in the ground, barba zovio sakerim, in the 4 corners of the vineyard, the kashu gani yamala, and you tie a string on top. Sounds familiar, right? Matzil Mishum Peya, it saves you because of Peya. Peya is the same thing in Yerushalmi talk as Suras HaPesach. It's a fascinating thing. Because of course, you know, here the roots can grow, the leaves can grow, everything can grow, mingle. Doesn't matter. Suras HaPesach is enough halachic wall to stop the halach of Kilayim. Okay? If you didn't think Kilayim was because of Maris Ayin until now, here you see it. There's no doubt about it, right? I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said here there's a typo again according to the Gra. Kimechitzas Kilayim, Kimechitzas Shabbos. Just like by Kilayim, Tzuras HaPesach works, so to build an Erev on Shabbos, Tzuras HaPesach works as well. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Maisa Shalach, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Maisa Yeshua ben Korcha went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Le Magniner. Which was the name of the city. Heru Sadachas, who based Chaverto. He showed him a field which was next to its friend field, and it was open. There was open space between the two. Oh no. I said Heru Sadachas, I'm sorry, based Chaverto, he said Nikres. Its name was based Chaverto. The name of the field was based Chaverto. Vayishram Pirtsis Yerushimas, and there were openings of more than 10 amos. Vayanotel Ein, he was taking wood with Soysim and stopping it up, and Dukranim, poles, and stopping it up, Achimiotim Pochos Mieser, until the gap was less than 10 amos. Okay, so, because gaps are more than 10 amos are no good. Now, the thing is, the stipe of sun throws in, although it is not necessarily Pshan the Gemara, but he throws in Pshan the Gemara, that here he's saying the Tzuras HaPesach can't be wider than 10 amos. Which he knows the sheet of the Rambam by Hilchos Seirah. That the Tzuras HaPesach can't be wider than 10 amos. So that's why he was filling in the gaps in under the Tzuras HaPesach. There was a Tzuras HaPesach over it. In order that the Tzuras HaPesach should be narrower than 10 amos, he was filling in stuff so it would be closer in. So his shita was that you only have Tzuras HaPesach which worked up to 10 amos. The Tzuras HaPesach which is has poles placed more than once every 15 or 20 feet, that Tzuras HaPesach is no good. Okay? Says the Gemara Omar. He said, "Kozek and Mechitza Shabbos." That's his shita, both by Kilayim and by Shabbos. Om Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zira said, "Moedah Shimon Lokish." Shimon Lokish concedes leaning on Shabbos in terms of Shabbos. That and here the Gra says the typo Sheina Peya Matzos Yisimaser. That there too we say that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for more than 10 amos. I'm Rabbi Chagai Masisomarke. Rabbi Chagai said our Mishnah says that because our Mishnah says that in order to prevent in order to allow carrying, you can't just make a Tzuras HaPesach around an entire area. But rather, what you have to do is Makivin Shloshim Chavolim. We take three ropes which have some thickness to them, and you tie them Zelam Alamizeh one above each other, the Zelam Alamizeh and the other above the other one, in order to create a Mechitza Tenfachim. Right? If you tie three on top of each other, they have some thickness, so you have three Tefachim between. So we would say the same thing, and if we would say the same thing, so that's why it comes out to be. Rope, less than three tefachim. Rope, less than three tefachim. Rope that comes out the mechita of 10 tefachim. So says the Gemara, by virtue of the fact that we say that you need such a contraption, it must be by Hilchos Shabbos. It must be that a Tzuras HaPesach by itself is not enough. Why would Tzuras HaPesach by itself not be enough? Must be this going according to opinion that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for more than 10 amos. And that's why in this case you have to put up the three strings. Says the Gemara again. Amri Chagai Masis Amrakin. I think the Mishnah or the Brisa says this. Makivit Shlosh Chavolim Zelam Malam Zed says you have to put up three strings, one above each other. The Zelam Malam Zed on the other on top of that one. Im Omar Ach Apeya Matzel Yisur Meso Daim Mechevel Echad. If you say, however, it turns out that works more than 10 amos distance, then even one string should be sufficient in order to create Tzuras HaPesach. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yoina said, "Name Rabbi Yeshua." That Rabbi Yeshua boy. Rabbi Yeshua says the question. Hota Peya. That Tzuras HaPesach. Mat Amar. Ma Marta. What? Where does the string have to be on top of it? Mila Malin, does that literally be on top of it? Or Minatzar, can even be on the side of it? So now, yeah, the Grah changes the gear so again. In Tamar Minatzad, if you're going to say that it works on the side, Koshke Milamala. That certainly the string works when it's on top, because that's much more of a frame of a doorway. Because doorway frames are generally on top of the doors, not next to the doors, right? So in Tamar Milamala, if you're going to say it works, in Tamar Minatzad, we're going to say it works on the side, Koshke Milamala certainly works on top. In Tamar Min HaTzad, but you're going to say it works. Next thing should be in Tamar Min Lamalon. If you're going to say it works on top, then maybe Min HaTzad, low, maybe it doesn't work on the side, because that's not the same type of bona fide Tzuras HaPesach. So it says the Gemara, in Tamar Min Lamalon. You're going to say it's got to be on top. So then, lo amar Rabbi Chagai Krum. Rabbi Chagai didn't bring any valid raya from the case of the three ropes. It could be the case of three ropes. There, we require three ropes. Didn't say it's enough to raise the vessel, because maybe there was minatzad. Maybe the ropes were on the side of the fence. Right? On the outer side. Or the inner side. So it wouldn't be a bona fide Tzuras HaPesach. Because if you require Tzuras HaPesach on top, so if you can't make it on top on the sides, you can't use Tzuras HaPesach, then you have to have the trick of having a rope or stick every three tefachim. Okay? So it says tomorrow. Again. Madam Shach, Imilamalon, Hare Milamalon. Then they're on top. So why do you need three? You shouldn't need three. Minatzad, if they're on the side, Haray Minatzad. Okay, then Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad. That's no riot. The Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for more than 10 amos. Maybe Tzuras HaPesach does work for more than 10 amos. She said this Tzuras HaPesach wasn't a Tzuras HaPesach, it was on the side. Rabban in the case of Mishem Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Tipotre, resolve it, Basuyin Kamin Dukran. Really, Tzuras HaPesach works on top and not on the side. Okay, so Gemara is answering like this. Let me go back a line, because I lost my train of thought here. If you say they're on the top, so in Rabbi Chagai has no proof from his case of the three ropes. Because no matter which way you look at it, if it would be on top, then you wouldn't need Rabbi Chagai. If it was on the side, Aray Minatzad. You have Minatzad, right?
Well, I'm still not clear if I understand exactly what's going on here. I thought there was, but let me see. It doesn't seem like it. Yeah. I'm a little bit confused, but let's try like this. Let's see if it works this time. In Tamar Milamala, if you're going to say the ropes are on, must be on top. Lomar Rabbi Chagai Klum. Rabbi Chagai's proof that you can have a Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 amos is not a valid proof, because Rabbi Chagai could have been talking about a case where they were on the side, and that's why you had to have three strings, one on top of the other. So now it says, "We're a manafshach. In Milamala, not Rei Milamala. If they're on top, they don't need anything else. I mean, outside." That, we wouldn't require three strings. Imin atzad, and maybe the fact they're on the side, and reimin atzad, that's required the three strings, so they're min atzad. So says the Rabban, the Gitzar Mishra Rabbi Yirmiyah said, in explaining Rabbi Chagai, They said, Tipater, understand Rabbi Chagai's case where the three things are on the side, is not talking about a case where it's impossible to make Tzuras HaPesach on time, where Tzuras HaPesach was mean atzad. Rather, it's talking about a case, Tipater, Basui, and Kamin Dukronin. There, you couldn't make a Tzuras HaPesach on top. Why could you make a Tzuras HaPesach on top? Because it was too narrow a pole. Dukronin means where they're like needles. They're like piercing things. So you can't affix a wire to the top. So yeah, the truth is, Rabbi Chagai is still not a good raya. Because in that case, there were extenuating circumstances why he couldn't put up Tzuras HaPesach. Because of the narrowness of the poles. So what it comes out is that according to Rabbi Chagai, Chagai wanted to bring a proof by virtue of the fact that he had to have three strings, one on top of the other, that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for more than 10 amos. Says more, no, could be Tzuras HaPesach does work for more than 10 amos. Hi, why over there could you then put up a Tzuras HaPesach? Not because it's inherently a problem, but rather because there, Lamaisa, there was no way with that type of wood to put a Tzuras HaPesach on top. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Abduma the Chai from Shem Hashem and Logan said, Lugola fila me'ama. Tzuras HaPesach can even be 100 amas tall. That doesn't have a shear. Rabbi said, Hada, that Amalina Kilayim, the Sudam Kilayim. That can be even 100 amas tall. Avalina Chaz, the Shabbos, lo te pea gudolim in a kora. The pea cannot be higher than a kora, a beam put up for recognizing that you're not supposed to leave the alleyway on Shabbos, which is what's its maximum height? 20 amos, right. Can't be more than 20 amos. Right. That's what they both appear in the same mission, beginning of Sukkah. Omer Rabbi Yisrael said, no, Ikilayim is Shabbos. Every parameter is applied to Ikilayim. It applies to Shabbos. If it's 100 amos, it's 100 amos, it's applied by both. I'll die to Rabbi Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yisrael, you said that, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Mabin Kor, Mabin Pei. What's the difference between a Koiro, a beam over the front of a Mavui, and a Peo, a Tzuras HaPesach? So says the Gemara. It sounds to the Gemara understood according to Rabbi Yossi. He climbed me Shabbos. It means that even by Shabbos, the Korah can be above 20 amos. It can mean that there's no shear. So it says, well, if that's the case, what's in between a Korah and a Peah, between a beam and a Peah? So it says, well, Peah, enem atzelas mi ruach achas. Another two ways of interpreting that. One is that it means that a peah were only where Tzuras HaPesach has to surround all four sides of a mavui in order to create a wall. Whereas a korah only has to be on one side, put the korah on the front of the mavui in order to remind people not to go out. That's one way of interpreting it. But the Stipend son is a better way of interpreting it. He says that a peah has to be, a Tzuras HaPesach in order to work must be connected to the ground. Four sides means it has a top and two sides and a bottom because it's the representation of a doorway. So it has to have four sides. A korah can be suspended in midair. It doesn't have to have four sides. It doesn't have to have a lucky shape of a doorway in order to work. So that's between a korah and a Tzuras HaPesach. Okay? Peah in HaMatzelos Miruch Achas doesn't say if it's only on one side, unless it's closed off on all four sides, top, bottom, and two sides. Korah HaMatzelos Miruch Achas, the beam, which reminds you not to exit to the movie, works even dangling down from one side. In other words, from the top, on hooks from the top or something. Basakida Am Rabbi Zira. Well, this is going to look Rabbi Zira, Sebastian Rabbi Nuno. Hapea Enam Atelus Achetem Begufemis Marabu Chosea. A Tzuras HaPesach must be closed on all four sides, up, down, then two sides. Am Rabbi Papa. Am Rabbi Marmemo. Marmemo said, Titrapulios Sheva Kromim. If you have an awning placed in a vineyard, also the Talta Tachtein can't carry underneath them on Shabbos. Aye, they're poles supporting the awning, because the awning is not considered to be Tzuras HaPesach, means they change Sof Tikra. They're considered to be the seal, the edges of the ceiling. Vein Sof Tikra Matsum Shum Peo. At the end of a ceiling is not considered to be Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach has to be distinct from a ceiling. It's one of my riots. I don't think I brought this Yerushalmi because I didn't know. I didn't know I didn't bring the Yerushalmi because I didn't know Yerushalmi when I wrote my Irvin book. But I wrote that an overpass can't serve as a tzuras haPesach. It's a raya over here. Gemara is saying that the roof, the ceiling, can't serve as a tzuras haPesach. Even if the rim of the ceiling is standing between two beams, let's say that the rim of the ceiling, let's say the rim of this, oh, very good, the rim of this ceiling can't serve as a tzuras haPesach. Because it has to be separate. That's what Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying that it has to be, it can't be a sof tikra. It ain't sof tikra matzi mishum peil. It was just like a doorway would be affixed to the outside, right? You'd have the door frame affixed to the structure, so to the ceiling can't serve as a tzuras haPesach. You have to have some structure affixed to it. Am I making myself clear?
Yeah, like you see people make these private.
Right, and you can't use an existing roof as your your wire on top. Pirka says, "Asu uvdu kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah." A case came from the area by Arba Mudim with four pillars, Valem Arba Pistilios. And upon them were four, what's it, Pistilios? Four beams. Pita Tato Tachtem Ishmupea, and he allowed people to carry underneath them because of the Tzuras haPesach. In other words, on Shabbos, he allowed Tzuras haPesach to create an Eruv. Raibun Varav Bonin, Bon Kumi Rabbi Zira. Raibun Varav Bonin asked in front of Rabbi Zira, can you make a sukkah without walls? Just the tzuras haPesach on four sides. The Bavli says it's no good. Yushami argues.
Two walls and a
mashu, right. Yushami argues. There's more omelon peo matzels besukkah does create a concept of the sukkah. So v'schach moshu yatsum sukkah. What about if you don't have even frames? Just have the schach on top. You put four poles under the schach. There's more, that doesn't work. The edges of the schach don't work to create a wall by a sukkah.
Just as an aside, years ago, the Jay used to make a sukkah, just like the Yishamah.
Tzuras haPesach.
Yeah. There was no walls, so just like a tent with just poles.
Just poles.
And you know, with the schach.
Right, which Bobby says no good.
Right, but
so
obviously
they show me. Look, Gibaldi. So it says the girl. Well, we don't. Mabin tells that what's between the sobschach and beams. Zenatzelkach beams become part of the door frame. So enonatzelkach schach does not. Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said, "Kol ilay milani amasamatan." All of this discussion is only in terms of discourse in the base medrash. Holo heichosasulo oros. You're not allowed to paskin that a sukkah can be made out of tzuras haPesach. You can't go out of paskin in public. It's forbidden. Yushami holds it is okay, but you can't tell people because they'll get the wrong idea. Says the Gemara, very interesting thing. My sukkah kalat omroser, but sukkah which is lighter, say it's forbidden to go tell people. Shabbos chamor, Shabbos is more severe. Lo koshke is not kavachomer, you're forbidden to tell to people. It sounds like you're not allowed to tell people they can use tzuras haPesach to make an eruv, even though they're allowed to. Now to tell them. Man, this doesn't appear in the Bible. Maybe you should only talk out that way. They're only walls, not tzuras haPesach. You can't tell them about the concept of tzuras haPesach. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, Boa come Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia asked in front of Rabbi Zira, Man Tana Peyam Matzelis. Who is the Tana who said that a tzuras haPesach works? Lo Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri. Who isn't Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri? He said, Adheni Tana. Which Tana did you think it was? Of course it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, fine. Says the new thing. That's the end of the conversation. Anim says, you know, do we do two blood already?
Yeah.
Should we stop here? Do you want to stop here? Because it's already an hour.
It's like
mission.
We started your tests.
Okay, let's go to the Mishnah. What?
We're behind anyway.
Yeah, let's go to the Mishnah. Rabbi Merchi, we just said. Name say Somer Leah Kilaim. Now, in terms of Kilaim, you say, Kol Pochos Mishlosha. Anytime you have less than three tefachim open, of course, it's Kisosim, if it's closed, that's Katsuvah Lobu. Mishlosha Vadarbo, if you have an opening between three and four tefachim. in width, the openings between three or four tefachim. Imo eme rabbala parutz. No, I'm mistaken. Mishlosh arba means if the beams which are standing are between three and four tefachim. Then if there's more standing structure than open mutzer, then you can plant on one side and plant on the other side something else. If however there is more free open space than there is standing structure, then it's awesome. And there should be a picture of that in Tzadik Aleph. Do you have a picture of that in Tzadik Aleph? Yeah, there the standing structure is three tefachim, and the open space is four tefachim. So it depends. If all together we say Amen Rubel Aporitz, then it's okay. If there's more standing structure and open space, because there's a surplus of beams, then that's okay. But if there's isn't, then that's not okay. And that's what I was about to say, that imoy rabba parutz muter. Parutz rabba oimid, if there's more free space and open than standing stuff, also. Is there being to plan one thing on one side and something else on the other side? Me'arbot eser between four tefachim, between
only once the cotton dies
four tefachim and ten amos. Again, that's the opening.
Prior to that point, you are merely...
No, that's not the opening. Again, it's not the opening. If the beam is four, at least four tefachim wide... No, I was right the first time.
See, the problem is, like you showed me one time.
If the opening is between four tefachim wide up to ten tefachim wide, ten amos wide, if there's more standing structure than is open space, mutter, then you're allowed to plant one thing on one side and one thing on the other side, even opposite the opening. Because I made Rubel Aparots. There's more standing structure than there is open space, and that's considered to cancel the open space. The parts Rubel Aymed, if however there's more open space than there is standing structure, connected Aymed, so that which is opposite the standing structure allowed to plant, connected apart, that which is opposite the open space is also. Yes, I may ask there, if you have a pirzah, an opening wall more than 10 amos, even though there's more standing structure than this open space, connected apart, made only opposite which is standing is permissible to plant, connected apart, opposite that which is breached, it's prohibited to plant. Says the Mogre, lenient Shabbos, in terms of Shabbos, where there's no distinction of connected oimid connected parts, right? In other words, biking line, we have this factual thing. If there's structure opposite the grapevine, even if it's not a halachic wall consistently all around, so you'll have to plant on the other side of the structure, right? Because it impedes the grapevine from going further, at least in a halachic sense. However, in Shabbos, called pogos mishloisha gesosim. In terms of Shabbos, parts meruba loymed is not going to help us at all. Not even opposite the standing structure, because the standing structure is canceled by the open structure, because we don't look at the botany. Okay. Right? Talking about Shabbos, talking about where there's a wall, there's no shame wall. So therefore, by Shabbos, I have to have love with less than three in order to consider it to be closed.
You can't draw in the imaginary.
Right, can't draw. Right, right. No imaginary. Mishlosh of Arbor, if it's between three and four tefachim, bad eser, even up to or mearbor eser from four tefachim till ten amos. Imoyim el rabel aparutz muter. If there's more standing structure and free space, it's muter. Imaparutz rabel oimid. If there's more open space and there is standing structure, also it's forbidden, even opposite the standing structure to carry. Yes, sir. If there's opening more than ten amos. Even though there's more standing structure in open space, it's awesome. Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Barpazi Shem Rabbi Yochan said, "Leis kan misholosh vararba." They both said there's no such thing as between three and four. You said before that if the beams are within that if the beams are within 3 or 4, but there is less than the beams are between 3 or 4. But there's Oymen Ruva Porritz, then it's okay.
It may have been guaranteed.
There are cases of this.
Not guaranteed.
These are the beams. And these are between 3 and 4. So you said, even if this is more than 3 tefachim in between, so it's not drawn to scale, you'd still plant opposite here and opposite here. Say it's not true. Saying it's between 3 and 4, this is not considered to be a barrier. Because the minimum shear of a barrier is 4 tefachim. So even if you want to plant one opposite here, where there is a wall, but getting about the space between the wall, you can't do that unless this is 4 tefachim thick. Again, because the minimum size of wall is 4 tefachim. Okay? So says the Gemara, lace economy go b'shlosh of arba. There's no such thing as between 3 and 4 of the structure. Yesh kampir to ain kamokam arba. If yesh kampir to shlosh, if there's 3 tefachim, it takes away lovud. Then there is more than 3 tefachim over here. If that's 3+, and this is less than 4 tefachim, there are no barriers between anything on this side and anything on the other side. Because this is not a wall, and this is parut, so you're up the creek without a paddle. Base Raimon asked the kash of Batina that we learned, Mekivim Mekanim. You can take 3 strings, one above each other. Why does that work? The kanim are less than 4 tefachim thick, so they shouldn't be able to constitute a wall. So like the same here, where the condom less than 4 tefachim thick, they don't constitute a wall, they don't overcome the gaps. So to the rope shouldn't overcome the gaps between the 3 ropes, which are lying horizontally. If it doesn't work vertically, it shouldn't work horizontally either.
The spaces between the ropes were...
What?
The spaces between the ropes?
That's what Gemara answers. On my lay, so he said, Lotus Ibeni Pochos Mishloishal. Don't ask me in that case, because there the space between ropes is less than 3. Shakal Pochos Mishloishal, because Sosom Dami, that's where it's okay.
You
said
that earlier.
Right?
You said that earlier.
Right. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bu, Mishim Rav said, Bechom Mikomakom, in any event, Mikavon Sha Omein Ruba Rabbal Porz Mutter. In this case over here, if these are between 3 and 4, and these are only 3, so since Omen Ruvla parts, even if these are less significant than the 4th Fakim they should be, they already cancel out the breaches, and one is allowed to plant on each side right up to where the fence is or should be.
And as far as a Neira for Shabbos, that's...
As far as Neira for Shabbos, you need law. Anytime time Ruvla parts, we say the same thing, yes. My Ruvla parts works for Shabbos as well. Okay.